Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Heeding the Warnings, was written by Dave Brannan. When a pickpocket tried to pilfer my property while I was on vacation in another country, it wasn't a surprise. I'd read the warnings about the danger of subway thieves, so I knew what to do to protect my wallet, but I'd never expected it to happen. Fortunately, the young man who grabbed my wallet had slippery fingers, so it fell to the floor where I could retrieve it. But the incident reminded me that I should have heeded the warnings. We don't like to dwell on warnings because we think they'll get in the way of enjoying life, but it's imperative to pay attention to them. For instance, Jesus gave us a clear warning while sending out his disciples to proclaim God's coming kingdom in Matthew chapter 10. He said, "Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven." We have a choice. In love, God provided a Savior and a plan for us to be in his presence for eternity. But if we turn away from God and choose to reject his message of salvation and the real life he offers for both now and forever, we lose out on the opportunity to be with him. May we trust in Jesus, the one who chose to save us from being eternally separated from the one who loves and made us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 7 and verses 32 through 33. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. And now here's verses 32 and 33. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for providing salvation through Jesus. Thank you for sending warnings to remind us of the importance of putting our faith in him. Please point us to others who need to hear the good news of your love and forgiveness in Jesus. Give us courage to share him with them, and may they hear and believe. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.